Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to
Healing Light Radio Show.
Welcome to the Healing Light Radio Show with your host, Reverend Stan. We will be teaching about the Word of God and teaching about the power of the Holy Spirit. Hope you enjoy this broadcast.
Welcome back to the Healing Light Radio Show. And guess who's back? Welcome back, Jacob.
I'm back. Thank you.
He's back. Praise God. He's back.
He's back.
Yeah, he's probably back. We missed him and keeps things interested around here. Praise God. So I was trying to get him to call into the phone and go through the system, but he's wanting to go through Blog Talk. It's all good. So we're all doing this here. We're going to try to start doing things a little bit different here on the Healing Radio, and you know, we're slowly getting into the new process, so you know, everything's changed as we go, so it's going to be fun. And today we're talking about Christ fulfills the law, and that's a very awesome topic. There's a lot of stuff that's been said about that, and I was listening to Jacob, what you saying that you was talking to a scholar and he didn't understand some of it? Is that what you saying?
Well, I call him a scholar. Anybody that's got a degree from a Bible college, I kind of expect to know things, and this person just didn't have the answer to part of what you're going to talk about. But you know, as we get into it, I'm sure it'll be explained.
Yes, most of the time, you know, once you allow the Holy Spirit in, he'll come and start explaining some of this stuff, and that's what I'm going to do. Father God, in Jesus' name, we just ask your Holy Spirit to be released. During this broadcast, I ask you to open up these scriptures to everybody that's listening today. Praise God. And folks, I'm not going to share this broadcast a lot on all the groups because if we play any music, they actually take it off. They actually take all the music off, and we're not going to really do a lot of music today. We're actually just preaching and teaching. I am going to play some music. It's not going to be like the music hour I've been having at 5 o'clock certain days during this week, and I'm actually going to try to get something set up where you'll know when it's time to actually listen to the broadcast. I'm kind of experimenting now. I don't got everything set up, but it's actually getting there. Praise God. So, but anyway, we're actually, you know, I'm setting up a radio thing where you can listen to music twice a week. That's what I'm doing now. You know, I was thinking about doing a regular morning show broadcast where you see, you know, me teach and all that stuff. And we're still doing the Friday thing and the Sunday night thing. I'm still doing all that. And maybe you'll see a morning show. I don't know. And maybe it'll be a radio morning show. I don't know how that's going to look. But I do have I actually have the intros in both cassettes here for when I decide to do one or the other. Praise God, I'll set that up. But I'm just trying to see what I want to do because, you know, I'm just trying to figure whether I need a host, where I want this, what I want, you know, trying to put that together. But it's up in the air right now, just still trying to see what the Lord wants to do with that. But I am going to play music for you guys, and I ask you guys to send in your music, and I just found out that I'm going to have to start some of these where I'm loading this music. I'm going to have to unload some of the songs and put new ones in, and it's going to be different stuff all the time, and that's the way it should be. So we're going to go in, and I'm going to go ahead and see which one do I want to play today. Awesome here. I like the Rise of Zion. Here we go. Nate Mariachi, can't go wrong there, can we, Jacob?
Nope, that's a great song.
Here we go.
Let's honor the Creator tonight.
Yahweh, ancient and alive.
Oh, Yahweh, you are the breath of life. You speak and darkness turns to light. Yahweh. Your love like a mighty rushing wind. I can't contain your praise that will begin as my heart ignited by your name. Your words surround me, all the love around me. Your love is endless and alive. Your heart is for me, no way for me. I can't contain your inside. Say it. Say your praises right desire. Say your praises right desire. Say your praises right desire.
Praise God. Praise God.
Oh, you're worthy, Lord. You're worthy of the highest praise.
Jacob, I'd like to ask you something.
All right.
Tell us a little something about Katie.
Well, she's actually a praise and worship leader of the church I attend on a, you know, pretty fair basis, and I only say that because I'm an evangelist and I'm out a lot. But she's a worship leader over here, and she's actually from about an hour away. And the pastor that I was under hired her, and she's just a fantastic musician. She's very energetic. Apparently she loves God, but she actually went to college for what she does. She went to college to become a worship leader, and she's so, you know, she's bubbly, and she's got a great voice, and she plays keyboard, and, you know, she just does what she does, and She's a really good songwriter, and she's got a lot of great ideas for, you know, the genre or the field in which she's in. But, you know, she's been a buddy of mine and my wife's for, you know, probably about a year. So,
but, how do you say her last name? How do you say her last name?
Ashcraft.
Ashcraft. Okay. I never could say it correctly, so it's Ashcraft. Okay.
Ashcraft.
Amen. Now, her song is Isaiah 55. Is that what that was?
It was Isaiah 55.
Okay. We're going to go right into it. We're going to listen to that thing, man. Here we go.
Awesome.
Thank you.
New artist on the Healing Light Radio Show. It's a pretty awesome song, Jacob. What do you think, brother?
That's a great song. That's actually the first time I heard it. I mean, we bought that song in faith because I hadn't even heard it whenever I found out she wrote that. I would say that I told you about that in faith because I hadn't even heard the song. But now that I've heard it, I think it's fantastic.
That was an awesome song, man. I was listening to it. I was like, amen. And I sat and got to just listen to the whole. It had a lot of great, lot of great music in it. Everything fit in it perfectly. I mean, it was a studio done. It was an awesome song. And plus, it was, yes and amen. That's what it's all about. Jesus says yes and amen. He's already paid for things 2,000 years ago. The only thing we've got to do is receive. We've got to receive what he's done for us. And as we receive this, you know, the Lord brings healing and deliverance to us. We just got to accept it. Praise God. You know, faith is nothing but trust. Ain't it, Jacob?
True.
But basically what it is, it's basically trust. And we're going to go in to talking about the subject today, which is Christ fulfills the law. What does that mean to you when you hear that, Jacob?
Well, I mean, Jesus came, and that word fulfill means actually done correctly. And, that means that he took what the old covenant had, and he walked out the old covenant because he knew there was something better coming. But, because Jesus, it says, you know, common knowledge is Jesus walked as a prophet under the old covenant. Now, there's a lot of people that don't like the separation of the covenants. There's people that I fellowship with that don't like the idea that there was an old covenant mentioned in Scripture. And then there's a new covenant after the cross. But to be honest, Jesus operated as a prophet under the law, and he did everything necessary. Let me just explain it this way, and we'll use this scripture. Now, I don't have the reference. You could probably put it up later or whatever you want to do.
Yes.
But Jesus said, come to me, all you are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And I was talking to a buddy of mine about that, and I said, what do you think that means? I said, do you think that means he was going to give a people, all the people a glass of warm milk and put them in the bed? No, he was talking about a spiritual rest from the law that you're talking about that he fulfilled.
He's gonna put them in a bed. I don't see that happening. But you know they are in rest, right?
Well, I'm saying that Jesus came to do spiritual things. He didn't really his mode of operation was to correct the beginning of time where man fell and to bring man back into a relationship with God, because during that time they didn't have there was no relationship with God. Your relationship with God was based on a priest. You know?
It was fully just based on the priest. What happened was that you would actually tell the priest what you was wanting, or you'd go to the wall, you know, like you see the wailing wall in Israel, you'd put your paper in the wall and all that stuff, and that's how a lot of that stuff worked. And then when Jesus died, or you would have the priest to pray for you and stuff. It's sort of like the Catholic Church, you know, you go to the priest for everything, and you know, you tell him all your problems and all that stuff. They don't open it up where you can talk to the Lord. Is that you talk to the priest about these things. They have these little boxes where you go in, you close it, and tell the priest all your hidden secrets and stuff, and they tell you to say three Hail Marys and go home and drink some water and you're good, you know. But, yeah, that type of thing. You tell the priest what's the problem, then he goes in behind the veil, and then he, talks to God and sacrifices a lamb or whatever to get God to listen. But, you know, the Word of God talks about how Jesus is our high priest now. We speak to him, and he's in heaven himself, and he speaks for you directly, praise God. We don't have to worry about that stuff anymore. So he speaks directly to the Father. But we're going to go right into Matthew 5. Here in a background here somewhere coming from. But anyway, we're going to go into this. And Matthew 5, verse 17 through 20. So do not some type of playback here. You hear a playback on this thing, Jacob?
You're cutting it. Your volume is cutting in and out. I mean, low and high. But other than that,
you don't hear me talking triple times behind myself.
No. It's just the volume is cutting low and high, and but it'll be all right. We're just on with the show.
Okay, that's fine. But then we're going to go into Matthew 5, verse 17. It says, "Do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For surely I say to you, till heaven and earth has passed away, not one jot or one tittle shall pass away. Till all is fulfilled," praise God. So what does that mean to you, Jacob?
Well, I want to get to the heaven and earth part because a lot of people don't understand what they meant by heaven and earth. You have to understand that the whole Bible was not written to you. It was written to Jews. That's basically the Bible. We can glean a whole lot of stuff from the Bible, and we should, because,
yes,
you know, some of that is directed toward us, but it was written to Jewish people. And
yes,
when he said one jot or one tittle will not pass away from heaven and earth, you have to understand that heaven and earth to them was the temple. That's where heaven met earth. And people think it's a place we live right now. That has nothing to do with it, because heaven and earth was mentioned three times in the Bible, and it was always talking about the present tense situation. And so when he said heaven and earth, the temple will not pass away, and the temple was the picture of the law, the temple will not pass away until all be fulfilled. And we know in 70 AD, the temple was destroyed. So Jesus' prophecy was right. He came to do everything necessary to fix what man couldn't do himself.
Amen. That's true there. So we're gonna go into this thing and go in back where I was, and here we go. Bill, okay. Whoever therefore breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches men, so shall he be less in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does and teaches them, he shall be called the great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say to you that unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will by no means enter into the kingdom of heaven. And what's so unique here is this: he is talking about at the moment that he was here on earth. Talking about at the moment he was here on earth. As you were saying here a while ago, Jacob, he was walking this earth when the law was still intact. He didn't destroy the law yet, not until he went to the cross. But at this time, when this scripture was wrote, he hasn't went to the cross yet. So he was telling folks as he was walking on earth at that time, he was saying, you know, you've got to go by the law right now because I've not fulfilled it yet. So not one law should change as my feet is still here. But when he dies on the cross, then the New Testament, then that's that's actually dealt away with at that time. What do you think about that, brother?
Well, actually, the New Testament didn't take effect, and Jesus didn't really start ruling and reigning until the resurrection. But if you, when he said it was finished on the cross and the temple veil ripped in two, that was the access to the Holy of Holies. And, you know, there's a certain sect of people that believe that. I'm not going to talk about them on the air, but I'm just going to tell you there's a sect of people that believe we're still in that, you know, we're still in that era. And the person I was telling you about earlier still believes that we're under that old covenant, because they believe heaven and earth is talking about a physical place we're at now, when I told you before it was talking about the temple. The temple was destroyed in 70 AD. Well, that the temple was their way of life. Well, the old covenant was the way of life until Jesus fixed it. But when he said that I'm not going to destroy, I came to fulfill the law, he came to show men how to live and love. That's the whole law. That's the whole purpose of the law. There's a scripture that I posted on my own Facebook page that says the end of the law is to love your neighbor. The end of the law, the fulfillment of the law was to love your neighbor. And the whole thing Jesus preached the whole time he was on earth was love your neighbor. That's all he preached. And so how did he fulfill the law? He fulfilled the law by teaching people how to love.
Amen. He had compassion for folks, but he hated sin. He didn't love sin, but he did have compassion for folks. And that's the difference. We got a world today that's really mixed up, where they actually talk about, I love everything. I love, you can love evil. You can love perversion. You can love a lot of things, but the love of God is righteous. It's holy. The holy love of Christ, the holy love of God, is a lot different than the love of this world. And, a lot of people get mixed up with the love part. They don't understand the love part, but the righteous love of Christ, he loves you with compassion. He sees you where you don't see yourself. When Christ looks at you, he sees you how his Father created you, not the perverted or messed up, thing that you put yourself into. He's the very first creation of you that God created, which was perfect. He sees that. He doesn't see where you are now. And that's the difference between God and man. Man sees you as your faults and as your situations, but God sees you as he created you. If you've accepted Christ, he sees you as his son. He doesn't see nothing differently. If you've not received Jesus Christ, he doesn't see you that much, because he can't look on sin and separation. So without Christ, we're separated from God. What do you think about it, Jacob?
You know what? There's a good scripture that comes to mind. I actually read it today. I'm putting together a message. I've got a meeting Sunday that I'm doing, and the Lord gave me a message two nights ago. It always seems like the Lord gives me messages when I'm eating, or whether like when I'm going to bed. That's when I get my best messages. That's kind of weird. So, but Philippians 2:13 says, "It is God in you that's working to will and to do of his good pleasure." And so, the Bible says in Romans chapter 8 that God commanded his love toward us that he send his son. And so whether you're born again or you're not, God loves you anyway. And the Bible says that he causes the rain to fall on the just and the unjust. He's talking about the blessings of God. God blesses the believer because they're believers. God blesses the unbeliever because he's trying to attract them to become believers. And so when it says that God is in you to will and to do of his good pleasure, when Jesus Christ becomes your Lord and Savior, God has more of an entryway to work on you. And from that time forward, he is going to make you into the image of Christ, which is the end goal of everybody, is to be conformed to the image of Christ.
Amen. Amen. that's the main thing, is see that and see God do awesome things in our lives. Yeah, he's in us trying to pull him to himself. And, you know, I really believe he gives a lot of us thousands of times to come to him, but we just don't recognize him. We don't come to him. We actually just walk away. And, he'll never give up. But that one day when it's your time to go, it's too late. It's too late. When you've passed away out of this world, it's too late. You have the moment, praise God, before that happens, and you have multiple moments where he's calling you to himself. And I really believe that we need to, take up that moment and really look forward. You know, go to the Lord. Give yourself to the Lord. If you've not received Jesus Christ today, go to him today. Say, Lord Jesus, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. And you can say that prayer right along right here. If you've not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you could say this right now. Say, Lord Jesus, pray with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I repent of all sins that I've done. Lord Jesus, right now, I believe that you died on the cross, and I believe that you rose again on the third day, Lord. I fully submit my life to you, and I ask you to direct my life from now into eternity. I fully accept you in my heart, Lord. I ask you to come into my heart, Lord. I ask this in Jesus' mighty name. If you just said that prayer, the Lord Jesus has came into your life. I ask you to get immersed. Find some awesome church nearby that believes in immersing and baptism, and find a great spirit-filled church. It's always so important to get that. And there's also home groups here and there. And if you're close to Healing Light Ministries or close to Jacob, I live in North Carolina. He lives in Louisiana. And if you live in these areas, somewhere close, we can get you immersed and pray for you and all that and get you set up. But it's good to find a good place to worship, maybe a home group or something. It's always, but yes, this is an awesome topic today, man.
It really is. And if you want to approach it from a different perspective, Jesus fulfilled all of this because he was thinking about you. You know, Jesus didn't do this. You know, when he was in the garden and he was sweating bullets, well, he was sweating blood. I say sweating bullets because he didn't really want to do it in his flesh. He did not want to die. That's why he said, Father, if there's any other way, let's try something else. And the cup he was given to the proverbial spiritual cup he was given to drink was all of the wrath that had been stored up for generations. And Jesus was about to pay for all that. So when you accept Jesus Christ, that's not a small thing, because he did a lot for all of us. He poured himself out, water and blood on the cross, poured out from his side. You know, that represents the spiritual and the physical. And so Jesus poured out himself, and accepting Jesus Christ is no small thing. And I encourage everybody, like Stan did, not just to get immersed in baptism, but find a really, really, really good group of people. You know, I mean, I'm not pushing people to go to church, but I don't discredit it either. You need to be around other people that believe, and you need to get built up. And you need to find a good Bible-believing church. Not every church is perfect, you know. We all know that, but you find some place where God can teach you.
That's right. You need to find somewhere that God can teach you. He'll lead you to that church. Praise God. I really believe he'll lead you to that church. And, you know, we have church here on Facebook and many different places on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Healing Light Ministries has, our version of a place where you can worship. We have worship. We preach, teach, and all that stuff. So you can find us right here at 8 p.m. Facebook, YouTube. Listen to us on Roku TV. It's Roku TV. It's called the Healing Light Channel. Subscribe today. There is no cost for that. There's so many apps that you got to pay $39.95 or $49.95 or $50, but whatever it may be. But the app for the Healing Light Channel is free. There's no charge for that. And what comes with this channel on Roku, that you get to hear radio and you get to hear broadcasting. So, you get to hear radio during the night and late in the morning. And sometimes I'll let it play during the day some too, where you can hear all the broadcasts, because a lot of these broadcasts that we do here on Blog Talk ends up on that program. So you hear some of the older shows that we have that we end up there. So you hear us here, And if you're listening to us from there, praise God. Thank you for listening to us on Roku TV. Praise God. But, yes, we're on Roku TV. We're also on Josh Who Network. Go check out Josh Who Network, and the Healing Light Show is also on there, too. And a lot of guys are listening to us there right now. And on YouTube, Healing Light Show on YouTube. I want to say hey to everybody on YouTube. I ask you to subscribe, click, and share, or subscribe, and give me a thumbs up. Guys, that's what really helps us on these social networks, is that you anticipate. You know, give us thumbs up, share these programs. If you're on Facebook, if we have music on Facebook, most likely it might not stay up for very long. It may. Facebook has been very weird here in the last couple of days. So anyway, give us a thumbs up that you listen to it and stuff. And go back to YouTube. You can listen to the whole thing on YouTube. Most likely it's still there. So you can go to YouTube and listen to the whole broadcast, but it will be put on Roku TV. You can go to Roku TV, and from 11 o'clock on out, you will be able to hear this. But it's always awesome to do these broadcasts, because, you know, there's a lot of people listening. They love to hear music, and they love to hear me and Jacob teach about the Word of God. And plus, you're able to call in for prayer. If you would like to call in for prayer, you can call 515-602 9685. It's 515-602-9685. Or you can also call, I've had people to call these other numbers. Well, that's just the number we're going to go for today. We have another number that you can also call in to, and I normally use that for Friday nights, but you still call in that number. Folks, if you do call in to the Friday night number, please only call in when I broadcast, and the broadcast normally starts at 8 p.m. on Friday night. Just try to hold it. Just hold your prayer, your questions for Friday night, or send me a message. Say, hey, Stan, can you pray for me? And I will pray for you through Messenger. Maybe call you if you send me a message and all that stuff. I'll try to get in touch with you. But, if you try to send a message through that number, most likely I'll get it way off. So if you want to message me, you can message me on Facebook, and I'll get it really quick, and I'll be able to respond back to you. Praise God. But yes, it's awesome to have you guys call in. We love to see God move, and how we see God move is for you guys calling in. Call the 515-602-9685. It's 515-602-9685. You can go right there. You can call in. If you're listening to us on Roku TV, you can call there. If you're listening to us on Facebook, you can call there also. Be more than happy to be able to pray for you guys. It'll be awesome. I'm in the Lord. We're going to go into another song right quick, and I'm going to play one from, let's see, Chuck McDonald. He has one here I was wanting to play. I'm going to play this, and here we go.
Let me see you Let me touch you Let me feel The fire in your eyes Let me see you Let me touch you Let me feel fire in your eyes. Let me touch you. Let me feel the fire in your eyes. Let me see you. Let me touch you.
Praise God. That's an awesome song. The Lord's moving there. What do you think about that, Jacob?
Oh, man, I really enjoy Chuck McDonald's music. Everything I've heard so far, I really like it.
That's some awesome music, praise God. And we're going to go into the Palomino Street Praise. We're going to go right into that. And it's Daystar. We played that yesterday. Really like that song. It's called Daystar. Here we go.
Let your sweet aroma fill my life. Rose of Sharon, show me how to grow beauty in God's sight. Fairest of 10,000, make me a reflection of your life, of your life. Daystar, shine down on me, let your love shine through me, in the night. Lead me, Lord, I'll follow anywhere you open up the door. Your words speak to me, show me what I've never seen before. Lord, I want to be a witness. You can take what's wrong and make it right. Make it right. Day stars shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night. Lord, I've seen a world's dying, wounded by the master of deceit. Broken in the darkness, haunted by the years of past defeat. But when I see you standing there, shining with compassion in your eyes. In your eyes, Lord, I pray, Jesus, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night. Lead me, Lord, I'll follow anywhere you open up the door. Your words speak to me. Show me what I've never seen before. Lord, I want to be your witness. You can take what's wrong and make it right. Make it right. Day stars shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night. Jesus, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night. Jesus, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night.
Praise God. That's an awesome song, too, brother.
It was, man. That was really, really great.
So, yeah, there's a lot of things that we see that's going on in the news and stuff. And, folks, I try to push people to stay in prayer for our nation, stay in prayer for our government, and don't give up. You know, God has a lot of awesome things for this country. I really believe. What do you think, Jacob?
I really believe that, too. You know, I used to, well, I mean, I still do. I tell, you know, certain friends that I talk to about this every once in a while. I don't talk to very many people about it because it's not a hot topic for discussion for me all the time, but I usually t- tell my friends, like, you know, as bad as it looks, you know, may not be as bad as, you know, as bad as it looks, you know, God still has a, God's not forgot about America. You know, we hear preachers, you know, every once in a while we're hearing preachers say, well, God's taking his hand off. God hadn't taken his hand off America. If God took his hand off America, everybody'd be dead. You know?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
God still loves America, and he's got a plan for America just like he's got a plan for every other nation on earth. And we ought to try to be more optimistic about how we feel about it. No matter what we're seeing in the physical, there's always everything starts in the spiritual. And I'm a big proponent of that, you know, letting people know, look, the spirit realm is where it's at. Just prayer is the best thing you can do for this nation.
Praise God. That's one of the biggest things I really believe that we can do. I believe we really need prayer. We need to hold our country and nation up, and a lot of those type of things. I just really do believe that. And, you know, say a prayer for your family, for your kinfolk, people, you know, ask you for prayer. Say a prayer for them, too, but lift your nation up, too. Praise God. It's always awesome to be able to do that.
Yeah, Mother Teresa made a quote a long time ago. I heard somebody say this. She said, if you want to change the world, go home and love your family. If we'd all just go home and live right and live holy, we could change the world without, you know, without a hitch and a problem. You know, live holy, do what's right, go love your family, go take care of your family, you know, treat people right, do what's right, you know.
Yeah, that's the biggest. You know, go home and do what you're supposed to, praise God, and you know, God will use you in that certain way and strength, praise God. But yes, it's awesome to, you know, see the Lord move. And I think I said something in the last broadcast. I felt in the spirit world that there's a shift that's going on. There's things that's going on that we have no idea. And I believe that we're going to start seeing some things happen in our government and some things happen around us. So stick in prayer. It is working. There is things going on. Praise God. And, you know, I really believe we're being released to pray for some more people on the street. Praise God. So that's being opened up too, Jacob.
That's fantastic.
I've not done that yet. I know a lot of brothers and sisters, it is starting to do that, but we're fixing to do that. And, you know, fixing to see how the Lord is going to move and just see what type of miracles God's going to do. Praise God.
Amen. That sounds really, really good, man. I mean, street ministry is underrated, but very important.
Amen. 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 I've not got to do it in a very long time. I'm going to have to jump across the chicken line like I used to tell most people. I've not did in so long. I'm going to have Stacy to kick me across that chicken line and get me to go out and pray some more people out in the street. Praise God.
Yeah, she might do that too.
Probably. But anyway, it's been awesome to have you on here today, Jacob.
Oh man, it's good to be back, bro. I had to get over some physical things, and fortunately it didn't take that long to do. And so I'm glad to be back in the saddle.
Amen, amen. It's always awesome to have you back. And, folks, I'm going to go ahead and let Jacob pray for everybody. Go ahead and pray for everybody right quick.
Father, we just thank you for everybody that's listening now and that will listen later. Father, we thank you, Lord, for peace in homes, peace in relationships, and peace in jobs. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your peace that passes all understanding. It keeps our heart and our mind in this world. We need it. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name for everything that you sent your son to accomplish. We talked a lot about that today. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you for what's already been accomplished. Father, we thank you, God, that, you know, in the coming, you know, in the coming weeks and years in our lives, we'll understand what the true rest of God is, and we'll live there. And do what we need to do out of living out of the Spirit, out of your Spirit, Father God, that you sent on the day of Pentecost. Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you, God, for all the miraculous things that you do through through the person of your Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus for everybody, for everybody under the sound of our voice. Lord, we thank you, God, that you loved us enough that you sent your Son. He took care of everything for us, and we don't have any needs and wants because they're already taken care of. Lord, we thank you, God, that you are the healer of all of our sicknesses and diseases. Father, we thank you, Lord, that as we get to understand your love a whole lot more, we'll see physical healing come to our bodies, emotional healing come to our mind, and spiritual healing come into our hearts, Father. We thank you for that. Lord, thank you, God. And, Lord, let us just have a better understanding of how much you really do love us and how much, Father God, we can do for you to show and to return that favor. Father, we thank you for this broadcast. We thank you, Father God, that somebody's going to learn something and they're going to be touched. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. I just ask for the Holy Spirit to go and touch every single body out there right now that's in pain. I command that pain to leave right now in Jesus' name. I just release healing upon their knees, upon their legs. Anxiety, I command anxiety to go right now in Jesus' name. I just command right now, somebody has a toothache, I command that tooth to be healed now in Jesus' name. I release the sound of my voice to everybody that's listening. I release the Holy Spirit to heal that tooth. I don't know whether it's a tooth problem or whatever. I release the Holy Spirit right now to go and bring healing to those teeth right now in Jesus' name. I'm hearing molar. There's a molar. There's something going on back in there. And I just release the Holy Spirit. My hands are vibrating also. But anyway, releasing the Holy Spirit right now to bring healing to that molar, to bring healing to that. Took on a way out of the jaw right now in Jesus' name. This toothache to be removed right now in Jesus' name. I just command supernatural healing to happen right now. You might look back in your jaw, you might see gold upon that tooth. You might not need to go to the dentist. You might see the gold back there, praise God. So God's going to touch that right now. Praise God, the Lord's moving. And just bring healing upon the legs, the back, shoulder problems. I'm feeling that right now. Somebody has shoulder problem. I was just telling the Spirit shoulder problem. I was commanding that shoulder problem to be healed right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just right now, complete healing now in Jesus' mighty name. Complete healing now in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. I want to thank every one of you guys for listening to us tonight, and we will see you again coming next week. It'll probably be next Thursday. You'll hear another radio show, and you'll actually hear me actually coming on Sunday night at 8 p.m. I'll be broadcasting live. It won't be a radio show thing. It'll be broadcasting live, and I will see you guys Sunday at 8 p.m. See you Thursday, Jacob.
We'll see you then.
Or hear you. I won't see you, but I'll hear you, brother.
Yeah, you see me in the spirit. I'm over here eating candy.
Yeah. Okay. God bless you, and we will see you then.
You are listening to
Healing Light Radio Show.
I'd like to thank you for listening to the Healing Light Radio Show. Check us out on the web at HealingLightMinistriesNC.org and check us out on Roku TV at Healing Light Channel. God bless you. Have a blessed day.